Hey, Shalom and welcome to the third series of Medrash Morsels. These are short, meaningful, and sweet chunks of Medrash designed for the whole family. Medrash Morsels for Parshas Tzav. In Parshas Tzav, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, convince Aaron to become the Kohen Gadol and bring him and all of the Yidden into the Mishkan courtyard. Everyone should see how you will make Aaron into a Kohen Gadol. Give Aaron great honor in front of every Jew. Warn them never to argue about whose family should be the Kohanim. Nobody should end up like Korach, swallowed up in the earth. Korach? Oy. And I see in your future, Moshe, that King Uzziah will want to do Kohen's jobs, and he's not even a Levi. Kids, let me tell you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about. I'll tell you now about King Uzziah. He was the 11th Melech Yehuda. Uzziah descended directly from David HaMelech. Uzziah became king at age 16. He did what was proper in the eyes of Hashem. He sought out Hashem. He made a relationship with him. And Hashem made Uzziah very successful. He won battles against the Plishtim and the Arabs all around Eretz Yisrael. Goyish kings were afraid of him. They would send him gifts. Uzziah became very famous and powerful. He fortified Yerushalayim with towers, and he made inventions on top of the towers to shoot arrows and large rocks. Uzziah had warriors and troops. He had 2,600 special forces, plus over 300,000 soldiers, all very strong fighters, equipped with shields and spears, helmets, armor, bows, catapult stones. He was extraordinarily strong. But as Uzziah became strong, he became feeling like a big shot. Gova liboy. Kids, this is a lesson for you and me. You should do your best to succeed, but when you get that straight-A report card, or when you win the contest, be careful of gaiva. Don't show off or become a big shot. Hashem hates it. The Yetzihara wanted to knock Uzziah. Uzziah's Yetzihara got him to feel like he should be the Kohen Gadol. So Uzziah took some keteris and he walked into the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash, right by where the Kohen Gadol, the real Kohen Gadol, was. The Kohen Gadol Azariah followed in after the king together with 80 strong Kohanim. First of all, even a king is not allowed inside the Heichal. It's only for Kohanim, and it looked to them that as if King Uzziah was planning to do the Ketores on the golden Mizbeach. Now I'll pause and I'll go back to the Medrash. Moshe asks Hashem, what's going to happen to King Uzziah? Are you going to do to him like you did to Korach? Will the ground open up and swallow him too? No, says Hashem. I already wrote in the Torah that there will never be a punishment like what happened to Korach and his men. Malo yehyeh k'korach uchadoso. So then what? Asked Moshe. Hashem answered, I will do to Uzziah what I did to your hand. Moshe, do you remember at the burning bush you put your hand into your bosom, and when you took it out it was all white with tzaras? Well, that's what I'll do to Uzziah. But for the rest of Klal Yisrael, scare them never to take away Aaron HaKohen's jobs. No one should feel like he could be a Kohen unless he's from Aaron's family. Moshe Rabbeinu asks, am I supposed to fit everybody into the courtyard? How will that work? How in the world will I fit over 1 million Yidden into only 5,000 square amos? That's over 20 people in one square amma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, that's what you're wondering about? It's simple for me. I can expand space. How do you think I made the Shamayim? I took a thin thing the size of a 5-millimeter line, and I stretched it and stretched it light years across the universe. By the way, I will do the same thing in Yerushalayim when all the Nifter Tzaddikim come back alive. At first, it will be crowded. All of the Tzaddikim who ever lived, from Adam HaRishon until the end, that's a lot. But then, harchivi makom aholech, I will expand the space, maisa nisim, plenty of space for each tzaddik. Each tzaddik will have his own expansive chuppah. Anyways, kids, to make a long story short, Moshe Rabbeinu did gather all of the Klal Yisrael into the courtyard to witness Aaron becoming anointed and dressed as the Kohen Gadol. My question is, where was Korach? And by the way, if you want to know the end of the Uziah story, go look in Tanakh. It's in Divrei HaYomim Aleph, Perek Chof Vav. For more stories, visit our website, musastories.com.